Well, this week is the final week in a sermon series that we have been calling I Am. We have spent time reflecting on the seven I Am statements that Jesus makes throughout the Gospel of John. They've been statements like, I am the good shepherd, or I am the gate, or I am the bread of life. Jesus is taking a simple, everyday concepts and using them to describe how he longs to be in relationship with us. But before we dive into this morning's scripture passages that Pastor Sarah and Larry read for us just a little bit ago, will you join me in a word of prayer? Oh God, you have brought us to this place as one body, one people, your people. Open our hearts, minds, and ears so that we may fully hear what you would have us hear this day. It is in your holy name we pray. Amen. On Friday morning, Michael left. We got up really early. We hopped into the car with his bags all packed, and we drove to Fort Bragg. We said our see you laters and our I love yous. And then he picked up his bags and walked to the buses. We've done this routine many times before, so this is nothing new. This time he's only gone for about 3 weeks. He's going to Normandy, France, for the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Not only will he be jumping into Normandy Beach, but he also gets to participate in all of the ceremonies as a member of the official color guard for the 82nd Airborne Division. And if this trip would have come at any other time, I really, really, really would be excited for him. I would be ecstatic. But this came at one of the hardest times. This trip is hard for me because I need him here. I need him here with me right now because I'm 29 weeks pregnant, and right now we should be starting to think about how to set up our nursery. I need his help to set up the baby changing table because I can't follow instructions to save my life. I need his help to hang up the pictures on the walls because he's got to hang them up and I've got to tell him if they're straight or not. Not only am I pregnant, though, and you know, that would just be enough on its own. But last Sunday, we got into a car accident that completely totaled my vehicle. Both he and I are okay, and the baby's okay. But now I'm left to deal with all of the phone calls that I need to make to the insurance companies and the car rental people, and I've never done this before, ever. I'm not ready to do this on my own. I need him here with me right now. But he left, and there's nothing I can do about it. You know, I bet the anxiety that I'm feeling this morning is a bit similar to the same feelings that the disciples might have felt in this morning's scripture passage. They have been on the adventure of a lifetime, and now they were gathered together, sitting with Jesus, listening to Jesus, like they've done 1,000 times before for the past 3 years. Every morning they got up and they were able to walk with Jesus, to talk with Jesus, to listen to Jesus, to watch Jesus do ministry. After 3 years, they have been walking across dusty roads and choppy seas. They watched him perform miracles and hang out with the outcasts. These strangers became family. And I bet they would have been just thrilled to continue this adventure forever. But then Jesus says, I'm leaving. Jesus says, I'm leaving. And you will no longer see me. And then a little later, he says, I will no longer talk much with you. I can just imagine the shocked looks on the disciples' faces. You know, they've heard this before, but it hasn't been like this. It had never been so final, so imminent. They weren't ready to take over the ministry, not by a long shot. They weren't ready to teach like Jesus, to preach like Jesus, to heal like Jesus. Peter wasn't ready. John wasn't ready. James wasn't ready. None of them were ready. It seems like they were only just beginning to understand what Jesus' ministry was really about. And now he's leaving. Surely each of them must be thinking, I can't deal with this on my own. This is too much. He needs to be here. I need him here. But he is leaving. And there is nothing that I can do about it. It's human nature, I think, to want to keep things just the way they are. Change is hard, and we don't like it. We like our routines. We like having our favorite coffee shops, our favorite grocery stores, our trusted groups of friends. We like when we have our lives mapped out just the way we want. But then something happens, something that disrupts our status quo. Maybe it's a last-minute deployment, or your child's high school graduation that should be a really exciting time, but you're remembering that it just means in the fall your house is going to be a little bit quieter. Or maybe it's PCS orders that will uproot your entire family and move them across the country. An unexpected cancer diagnosis. Or that doctor's appointment that you knew was coming, but that finally confirms the fact that you need to start looking for alternate living for either you, your spouse, or your parents. Change can happen in the blink of an eye, or it can be a long time coming. Either way, it is still life-altering. Fear and anxiety take over when you look into an unknown future. What once was can no longer be. So you look up to the heavens and you cry out, Jesus, where are you? And what would you have me do now? The disciples were heartbroken. But then Jesus says, I am the vine. Abide in me. And just as I abide with you, I abide with you. I am the vine. Have you ever been to a vineyard? I haven't. So knowing that I'd be preaching on this passage today, I spent a lot of time looking online at pictures of vineyards. And as I was coming through all of the different pictures and the videos, I noticed something interesting. At different times of the year, vineyards look different. I mean, it seems obvious, right? In the summer, the vineyard looks robust and vibrant. There are beautiful green leaves on the branches and big, plump purple grapes that form in clusters. In autumn, the leaves begin to change colors and fall to the ground, and the grapes are picked up and harvested. By the time winter rolls around, all the leaves are off of the branches and they look completely bare. In the spring, you begin to see the new growth form on those branches. The leaves begin to reappear. The fruit buds begin to blossom. In every season, the vineyard changes. But you know what doesn't change? The vine. The vine doesn't change. In spring, summer, fall, and winter, the vine remains sturdy and steadfast, firmly planted and rooted in the ground. Each and every season, the vine remains faithfully supporting the branches. Sure, it may change colors, but it doesn't change places. It may be thicker or thinner, but it's still that same vine in the same place right where it was planted. The vine, it never changes. Jesus says, "I am the vine, and I will abide in every season through every change this life brings us." Jesus can be trusted to remain steadfast and faithfully supporting us, even in our darkest days. When we feel like we are isolated and alone with no one to turn to, Jesus abides. When we feel like the plan we once had for our lives has just gone up in smoke, Jesus abides. When the dreams we had of raising our children in one place or growing old with our spouses, Jesus abides. When we are so wrought with fear and anxiety that we cannot physically breathe, Jesus abides with us no matter what. But his presence may not look and feel like we expected. The disciples wanted Jesus' presence to continue, but they wanted him to stay right there with them in bodily form. Maybe all of us know how it feels to want someone we love to stay with us right here in bodily form. Things can't stay the same, can they? And still look like they used to? Even still, Jesus remains. Even still, Jesus abides. It just may not look like how we expect. Sometimes we feel Jesus in different ways. We feel Jesus in the still quietness in the mornings when we spend time with him. Sometimes we feel Jesus in the words of a song that we feel on a Sunday morning, or in the car on the way home from work on a Tuesday evening. Sometimes Jesus comes to us and we feel his presence at a simple table. A table of bread and cup. It's at this table where we are invited and reminded of Jesus' ever-abiding presence. We are reminded that Jesus came to this earth to abide with us all the way to the cross. We are reminded that at his broken body and spilled blood, the fear, the anxiety that we feel, it's only temporary. It's at this table where we are reminded that Jesus abides, that Jesus is with us always and forever. Amen.